French President Nicolas Sarkozy has sparked anger in the Czech Republic by suggesting French car plants currently based here should return to their home country. In response, the Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has said the global financial crisis shouldn't be used to introduce protectionism. Mr. Topolánek, whose country currently holds the EU presidency, accused the French leader of threatening the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty by the Czech Parliament by pushing measures that go against the basic principles on which the European Union operates. Daniela Lazareva spoke to Petr Drulák, the head of Prague's Institute for International Relations, about President Sarkozy's comments and the chances of preventing national protectionism within the EU.
So his remarks are extremely dangerous because it's really something which may signal a return to protectionism, and what is even worse, to national protectionism, which could undermine the European Union as such. So the issue is much more serious than just the EU presidency or the Lisbon Treaty. And in this respect, I think that it's quite in order that Czech leaders voice their criticism. However, they should be careful to realize what is at stake.
Well, what can the Czech Republic as the EU president do at this point?
Well, I think one of the things where we can contribute is really to protect the European Union against protectionist instincts, both against the national protectionism and against the European protectionism, and to try to keep a leveled playing field, because of course much more intervention into the economy is needed, but this intervention needs to be done according to the rules which are already here, and we have to resist the temptation of some big countries, and especially of France, to rewrite these rules according to their own national needs.
Can a country the size of the Czech Republic, fairly inexperienced, hope to achieve this?
Yes, it can, because it's not really a Czech Republic versus the rest of Europe. It's Czech Republic which actually uses the mechanisms, institutional and legal mechanisms of the European Union. So the mechanisms are around. The only thing which needs to be done is to use them. And from this perspective, Czech Republic has enough experience to use these mechanisms. Of course, it is not a political struggle between small and big, because in this political struggle we would lose. But it's actually about enforcing what everybody approved of and what's around.
The European Commission has just warned against protectionism, against national protectionism within the EU after the French president made this statement and Italy seemed to be sending similar signals. What are the chances of preventing national protectionism, though?
Well, I think these chances are pretty strong, you know, because national protectionism is really something which puts into the doubts the whole European project. And I'm not sure whether Sarkozy was really aware of what he was really saying, because he's someone who often talks a bit faster than he thinks. And the reaction which came from all quarters of Europe actually shows that this national protectionism is a threat of which people are clearly aware and are ready really to tackle it.
Is there a threat that this global crisis will divide the EU into Eurozone and non-Eurozone members, or divide it in other ways?
Well, of course, crisis can have two effects. It can either unite Europe or it can divide Europe. And I'm not sure whether this would divide European Union into Eurozone and non-Eurozone. It seems to me, rather, that the crisis may actually increase the attractivity of the Eurozone. So at the end of the day, it may actually strengthen it.